Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Secret. May I please have the email address on the account?
nwash55.nw@gmail.com. Do you need the order number or the G? It says GLF number.
What was that email? That was
nwash55.nw@gmail.com.
I'm not locating an account with that email address. Can I try using the first and last name?
Nancy Washington.
Washington.
Yes.
Okay, so have you placed an order with us before, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking at a bill at the moment. Yes, that's what I said. Do you need this GLF number off of this?
Do you have the order confirmation number?
I have the order ID number. Will that help?
Okay.
Hello?
I'm here, ma'am.
Okay. The order ID number is 142-8009-236180-C-T-003.
Okay, ma'am, how long ago has this been since you placed an order with this?
Okay, so I placed the order years ago, and it was on an automatic payment every 6 months. This one was, the order date for this one was October of last year.
Okay, so you were in our old system? Yes, ma'am,
yeah.
We have a whole new system, so you don't have an account with us anymore.
Oh, okay, so, but yet you're still taking the $144 out.
And when were you charged?
I was charged in January of this year.
Okay, and is that from Omex Health?
Yes, I'm looking at the billing statement in my hand now, yes.
Okay, and you haven't been charged since then?
No, not since January, but I haven't received anything either. And that's why I was calling, because I normally get them like every 5 or 6 months, but I haven't received anything. The last time I received something was October of last year. Do you need the, it's got a web order number on here. Do you need that?
Well, ma'am, it's just because you were in our old system,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have that system anymore, so all them accounts have been canceled. So I wouldn't be able to locate that account anymore.
So do you still have the same product?
Yes, ma'am, we still have the same products.
Okay. So this is, it says Omex 6 box. Product name, Omex. Do you need the component number for the product name or the lot number?
Let me see.
So did y'all tell your customers that their orders have been canceled, or how does that work? Because nobody called me. Hello, you still there?
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just still trying to get an account located. Yes, ma'am, because I'm not going to have, there's not going to be a way where I can locate that old system to see where you in there. And you are not in our new system anywhere. Could there have been a different phone number that was used on that account?
No, ma'am. 309-200-7573.
Yes,
with the address that it was, the address that it used to be shipped to, help?
Well, no, ma'am.
Okay.
Because if you migrated over to our new system, they would have used that phone number as an email, but their phone number is not in our system either.
So that's why I'm confused. So you just
but are you sure that you placed an order with us?
I'm looking at your billing statement.
Ma'am, I understand what you're saying. But I'm saying, did you place the order with us? Because you can place this order through OMAX or any other third party call center.
I placed it with OMAX Health.
Hey, Mel, I do apologize, and I'm not locating any account for you.
This is the phone number I've always called, whether I suspended my order or whether I wanted to make it 5 or 6 months. And I've never had a problem until now. And so I didn't think nothing of it when you charged me in January, because it normally comes right on time every 5 or 6 months. But I haven't received anything.
You haven't received anything in January?
No. Okay. The last shipment was shipped in October 2nd.
Okay, ma'am. Well, there wouldn't be a way that we can locate that account in the old system because all those accounts are canceled now.
Okay, now my question is, so you canceled all of these old shipments, but did you bother to tell the customers you were canceling? Because nobody called me.
You sure received an email.
No, I haven't received, that's my point. I haven't received an email. So that's why I didn't think nothing of it when I was charged in January for the April shipment. I'm always charged a few months before it shipped out.
Correct.
So when I was charged in January, I thought nothing of it. Until now, I'm thinking, wait a minute, that was in January. This is almost August, 8 months, and I have not received anything.
Yes, ma'am. So there's no way that we can locate that account.
Okay, so is it a manager? So how do I start this back up?
Okay, well, I can start it back up for you, but there's no way that I will be able to get that old account to see what happened with that January shipment.
I'm sure there is. It was you.
Ma'am, we don't have access to that old system anymore.
Okay, so tell me, how do I'm sure somebody has access to that old shipment. So you charged me, and you're telling me I you can't ship my order that you charged me for. There
And
is
just bear with
nobody.
me one moment, ma'am, while I get you transferred to my supervisor.
Thank you.
Okay, so I do have you being transferred over to my supervisor. Thank you for calling the customer support. You have a great day. Just hold one moment.